This is the Morning Buzz. You're with me, Natasha. With me in the studios is Mankaran. And yes, you're tuned into the Spice Radio 1200 AM. If you're looking for an Instagrammable location waiting for you, our vast expanses of gorgeous tulips. And to talk all about it is Kate Ono-Skilbert. She's a festival founder of the Harrison Tulip Festival, which is opening for the season on April 8th. Ta-da! A very good morning to you, Kate, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, the Ono's family are synonymous with flower festivals and farms. So what's the story behind this?
Well, my husband's family is Dutch. They immigrated here in 1990, and right away when they immigrated here, they started growing tulip bulbs for their greenhouse operation. So Ono's Greenhouses is our greenhouse operation that we supply. The bulbs from our fields supply our greenhouse operation. Back in 2006, I decided that it wasn't fair for just our family to enjoy the fields of flowers that we had, so I chose to open up the first tulip festival in British Columbia back in 2006 on Seabird Island, which is just east of our current location, our new location.
And this year's event is bigger, I mean, brighter, more colorful, and very, very special. Tell us why.
Sorry, I missed that bit.
This year's event is more bigger, more colorful, and it's more special because you now own that land, isn't it?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes. No, it's very exciting. So for the last 17 years, we've had to lease land in order to run our festival, but we were lucky enough to be able to find this beautiful, large acreage just in Western Agassiz on 5039 Lougheed, which will allow us to actually rotate our tulips and keep our fields healthy so that we can grow tulips year after year, as tulips need to be rotated and we need at least 4 to 5 years between crops so that the ground stays healthy.
And there's a lot of preparation that goes into, you know, starting a tulip festival. It just doesn't happen overnight. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the growing part of it is we do all the planting back in September. Mm-hmm. So it takes about a week to 2 weeks to plant all the tulips, daffodils and hyacinths that we have in the field. Then there isn't a lot of work that we need to do over the winter. The flowers just grow and they go into hibernation when it's cold, and then they start growing in February usually, and from then on we do field work just to maintain the flowers. And then in terms of prepping for the festival, we do a lot of we like to create a lot of photo ops. Because it's a new farm to us, we've had to do a lot of just updating everything at the farm so that it's a little bit more fresh and looking beautiful for our guests when they come. And again, we keep farming until after the festival. The main farming bit actually starts when the festival is done and the tulips and the bulbs start to grow.
Wow. Now, in the last 18 years, Kate, do you see that there's been a big shift in how people view these flower festivals, especially when we talk about social media?
Well, yeah, it's become huge. Back in the first 10 years, I grew exponentially every year. In the final year on Seabird, we had over 30,000 people. And at that point, we were still the only tulip festival. Once we moved to Chilliwack, it started to grow. There was even greater numbers of people in the Lower Mainland wanting to see tulips. Though right now, we are very excited at our new location to be able to offer the mountain back. So it's that beautiful snow-capped Mount Shem in our background, which we had for 10 years on Seabird Island. And again, it's back, and it just adds just such a stunning addition to all the photos that people will be able to get with the mountains so close at hand.
Wow, just hearing all this is kind of setting a flutter in my heart. But Kate, just to ask you from a different perspective, how do you battle climate change when we talk about your blooms?
Well, for the tulips, we're actually somewhat lucky because we are a spring crop. So generally speaking, we're getting enough water coming from rain, so we don't have to irrigate them. We will have to irrigate if need be, but generally speaking, we keep that to a minimum, and the bulbs are out of the ground before heavy water is needed because they're out of the ground in June. So we're lucky with this crop that we don't impact our water usage a lot. In terms of, yeah, the climate changing, it all affects, it is weather related. I know last year we had an extremely hot final week, which actually dried our flowers up on the stem without, like within a day. And it was a big change. We've never had that happen before. So hopefully that won't occur this year for us.
Right. And Kate, let's get behind the scenes now. Some fun facts about the Harrison Tulip Festival. How many tulip bulbs are on display?
We will have 10 million over the course of our festival tulip bulbs. Because we are a bulb growing operation first and foremost, we grow all different sizes of the bulbs, which allows us to have a lot more color, a lot more flowers to view in the field.
Could you repeat that, Kate? Because I think I missed the number. How many bulbs are there? Because I think there was a problem with the telephone line.
10 million. 10 million tulips on the field.
Wow. That's amazing. And how many acres are we talking about? Like, visually?
We have about 35 acres in total for people to enjoy the flowers and the snow garden.
Wow. Now, I just want to know, and just out of curiosity, Kate, what happens to the bulbs after the festival?
Well, that's really when the big farming happens. So, our guests will see some of our earlier varieties. We will have to cut some of their heads off, so that those bulbs can grow. If we leave the flower on the stem, then those bulbs won't grow big. It'll put energy into forming a seed. And we don't need the seed, we need the bulbs. So yes, we cut off at the end of the festival. We will, the entire seed becomes green. That's when the Onus family is most excited, because that means the bulbs are starting to grow in the ground. And then we wait about 5 to 6 weeks for the bulbs to continue growing. The plants die down, and as they die down, they put energy into the bulbs. We dig up the bulbs in June, and over the course of the summer, they get sorted. All the big bulbs get used in our greenhouse operation next spring. So for our cut flowers in 2025, we'll be putting in other bulbs from the fields. All the smaller bulbs that aren't greenhouse ready will go back into the field next year. And again, grow for another year, and will be our show for the next year's 2020 Tulip Festival.
Awesome. Now, very quickly, Kate, I know at the Harrison Tulip Festival, it's not only about the flowers, though, it's all about the flowers. We also have food trucks and a show garden. Tell us about them.
Yes. Yeah, so the food trucks we have a Greek food truck and a poutine food truck at the field. They will be there daily. And as well, they are taking on creating stroopwafels, which are a Dutch cookie.
Yeah.
They're a caramel-filled cookie, which we used to produce ourselves, but just due to capacity in our staffing, we've asked them to do it, and so they've taken on that. So that would be exciting that we can offer our Dutch stroopwafels again, which are a really delicious, sweet treat that everyone enjoyed before. And then at our show garden, we have a 2-acre show garden on our property, which is really a lot of fun, because when we bought this property, there was a fully established orchard and an old house that is surrounded by flowering shrubs and trees. So we have just put all of our bulbs into that area and made it a show garden. It's going to be spectacular. So in that area, we have tulips, hyacinths. We've added mini grapes, which are grape hyacinth, little tiny flowers. They're coming into bloom soon. And a new flower to us is called Fritillaria, which we will see. It's a spring bulb, which looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's a little bit later in the season, so when the other flowers are finishing, those will be coming into bloom in the show garden.
Wow, sounds very, very exciting. Now, if someone wants to do a pre-wedding shoot, can they do that? Do they need special permission?
Well, we have a lot of people do their engagement shots here. It's basically they kind of follow the same rules as everyone else, buy their tickets for everyone in their party. I would suggest, if you're not wanting a lot of people outside your wedding party in the shot, is to purchase a sunrise ticket on a Saturday or Sunday. So coming in at 6, best lighting anyways, and the crowds will be a lot less, so you won't have other people in their shots. But no, they just need to purchase their tickets as normal online and show up at the gate. And you know, we've had a ton of people come over the years with on the day of their wedding and getting pictures in the tulips, or for engagement shots, or for we've had a lot of engagements, just general engagements.
Wow.
People being asked. Everyone comes to our fields. The other thing is the little dogs, so we have a ton of people bringing their pets as long as they're well behaved and on leash at all times. That's a lot of fun to see all the different pets and dogs, cats, bunnies we've had.
Oh.
So
how nice. Now, before I let you go, I did hear you say that if you're coming with a wedding party, but wedding or not, what time would be the best time to come to the Harrison Tulip Festival and to make the most of the pictures?
It depends on what you're wanting to see. We recommend people coming two or three times, because then you get to see the full experience of our festival. This coming week, our hyacinths are currently in full bloom. So if people want to see and smell the 3 acres of hyacinths that we have in bloom, this coming week is the time to see it. You'll see our early tulips, which is our biggest variety of tulips, of orange and some peach ones, and then our hyacinths. So that's this coming week. The second and third week will be more of the mid-season tulips, and our hyacinths will be finishing, and then later daffodils will be coming in. And then the final week will be our late tulips, and all the earlys will be done by then, and then we'll have some late daffodils in bloom then. So it's picking and choosing what you want to see, because it's going to change throughout the festival.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kate, for spending your morning with us and for sharing all this wonderful behind-the-scenes info. You have a wonderful day and all the very best for this festival. Of course, I must tell our listeners, there's free parking as well.
Yeah, free parking and buy your tickets online, HarrisonTulipFest.com.
HarrisonTulipFest.com. You have a beautiful day, Kate.
Okay, thank you.